thanking you for holding this important hearing. A previous Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearings to consider responses to the horrendous violence in the Darfur region of Sudan in April 2005 and September 2006 were canceled. So I'm glad that this committee is making this crisis a priority. However, I am dismayed by how little has changed since that first hearing was scheduled a couple of years ago, and hoping this will be a different trend. Natsios, while playing an important role in trying to bring peace to Darfur and smooth relations between Chad and Sudan, Libyan President Gaddafi's involvement has seemingly been unhelpful of late. Do you believe that Libya's involvement so far in Sudan has done more good than harm, and what do you foresee for Libya in facilitating a sustainable political settlement in Darfur and the region?
I should have left before you started asking these hard questions, Senator.
That's not how it works.
I know it. Unfortunately, you're right. Let me say, I spent a couple of days in Libya in March. I'm going to go through who I met with and what we discussed, because it was sensitive information. I think there are some things the Libyans have done that have been constructive, and I want to compliment President Gaddafi, our the leader, General Gaddafi, to the effort to get a ceasefire between Sudan and Chad. That effort, which he tried last year, was unsuccessful. The next day, they started fighting again. Okay, and that was a failure. This time he tried it, and I don't remember the exact date of the negotiation. I think it was in February. It's been successful until yesterday, or 2 days ago, when there was an incident in which, before you walked in, I mentioned there was an incident where Chadian troops, from what our information is, by mistake killed 17 Sudanese troops, according to the Sudanese government. We do not want this incident to start up the fighting again. And I would ask the good offices, if the Libyans are here listening, to use their good offices to restrain both sides to prevent this ceasefire from collapsing. We do not need another renewal of this conflict, because it is making things much worse for civilians who are getting killed and they get caught in the crossfire, for the stability of the region, and for the NGOs and UN agencies trying to save people's lives, and for peace. So that has been helpful. Those are the helpful things, Senator. If you want me to discuss other things, I'd rather do it privately. I don't want to go into it in public
session.
Well,
you know, I don't want to force you to do that at this point, that we can talk some other setting, but does the Deputy Secretary of State Negroponte's upcoming visit to Libya, who is the highest-ranking government official to visit that country since diplomatic relations were renewed last May, does that symbolize an intent for greater and more regularized U.S. coordination with the Libyans?
It is not just Darfur. As I understand it, will be on John's agenda. There are other issues as well. We have raised, Jendai Fraser visited Mr. Gaddafi last year and had a very long discussion with him. I followed that up this year, but our ambassador, our chargé there, is a very experienced diplomat. He's a retired ambassador. And he has been raising these issues with the Libyan government on a regular basis. And so we worked through the embassy there on these issues, and he sat through all of the conversations I had. I think he knows where we are and what we're trying to accomplish. Let me just say, the Libyans have invited me back at the end of this month, in 2 weeks, just as actually school gets out at Georgetown. And I intend to accept the invitation and go back.
But does the visit of Mr. Negroponte to Libya have any significance vis-a-vis the Darfur situation?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
Last month, I chaired a hearing on the regional impact of Darfur to highlight the destabilizing impact this crisis is having on the neighboring countries of Chad and the Central African Republic, and your comments here have already highlighted that. Have you sought to address the regional dimensions of the Darfur conflict, and what contingencies does the United States have in place to address this spillover aspect of the problem?
In December, I met with the leadership of the French government on Chad and on the Central African Republic, and we talked about a coordinated approach to how we would stabilize the situation. Two, in January, I visited Chad, not just to meet with the rebels, which I did, but I also met with President Deby, his foreign minister, and his senior advisors at length. And we talked over the issues. I offered in December with President Bashir to send messages. I said, Mr. President, I know you're having a problem, is this problem between Chad and Sudan? If you wish me to, I will send a message to President Deby when I go visit him. Would you like me to do that? At that point, he did not want me to do it. Since then, there have been additional diplomatic moves that have led to this ceasefire. And we've encouraged that. And we support that. So the ceasefire that existed until 2 days ago, which we hope will continue, in fact, is evidence that some of this is bearing fruit.
Okay. What impact do you think a UN peacekeeping force for Eastern Chad and the Northern Central African Republic would have for Darfur? And is the administration still actively supporting
yes.
a strong U.S. peacekeeping
yes.
force? And how are you then, if that's the case, going to gain Chadian President Deby's consent for the peacekeeping operation?
One, we believe that a peacekeeping operation of the United Nations will stabilize the situation for civilians who are at risk. Now, some of the worst atrocities are being committed in Chad now, not in Darfur.
Right.
And two, we believe it will stabilize the security situation in terms of the two sides. It is not large enough. I think there are three different options that have been presented to the Secretary General on how large that force would be. That's a huge border. I mean, Darfur is the size of Texas. It's not a tiny little area. It's not like Rwanda, you know, where we had the genocide. It was a very small area. This is a huge area, and I've flown over it for years, and it's vast, vast area. And so patrolling, making a commitment we're going to patrol the entire border between Chad and Darfur, I think we should be careful not to overpromise. But we think that force would have a substantial effect on the security situation, would stabilize things. We strongly support it still, and there are efforts being made now to advance it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.